Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reiki Radio. I am your host, Yolanda Williams, and I am so sorry that I missed the show yesterday, but I had a lot going on. But regardless, I am here with you today, and I'm very excited to be here today to celebrate this brand new energy with you. So, for all of us, happy new moon in Aries. It's finally here. This is the supercharged new moon in the strong, determined Aries energy. So you may be feeling this in a number of ways. A lot of people are feeling very drived and very determined to get things done in their own way, while other people are feeling a little bit of frustration around not knowing how to make that transition into what it is they want to do or create. But either way, we're going to talk about some of that today. Now, what makes this new moon so significant is that it's also a super moon. And the super moon energy just means that the moon is closer to Earth than it normally would be. So it intensifies the energy of the moon. And we have the Aries energy again, which is already a very intense and powerful energy. It's a fire sign. And, you know, Aries can kind of blur the lines between aggression and being assertive. It has like this laser sharp focus. Almost went back into my Boston accent. It has this laser sharp focus around what it wants to get done and doing things in your own way. So if you are feeling this drive, feeling this push, you know, celebrate that and follow, you know, your inner guidance, but be mindful of how assertive you are being and if you are going over and veering into aggression. You know, when you are working from a space of love and joy and excitement, sometimes we can get caught up in those emotions. And when something gets in our way or throws like a loop in our process of whatever it is we're trying to create, it can trigger us into the space of frustration. And all of a sudden we have this like fight and we want to, you know, go into battle. Aries is ruled by Mars, and you know, it's easy for us to be tempted to go that way. So just be mindful of that, of how you are feeling and making sure that you're not being overly aggressive. It is okay to be assertive and stand your ground and to really acknowledge what matters to you and what you believe in and to stand in your integrity. But you don't want to ram against obstacles. If there is something that's just not moving forward, take a breath, take a step back, and look at your options. What isn't working and why? There is more than one way to get things done, and there's more than one solution available to you. So really consider what you are up against when you're faced with a challenge or feel like you are at an impasse of sorts. You can always find a way of getting things done. And another thing you can always do is, you know, research and ask for help, ask for support. We have, you know, endless amounts of resources available to us in today's age. I mean, you have YouTube where you can get a lot of helpful tips and information. You have Google, and we have these ways of connecting. You have, you know, so many podcasts and all of these tools that are a lot of times free. So yeah, I mean, I just had to take a breath myself because I realize I'm so excited and I'm like, whew, bring it down. Now, another thing about today's energy that's very exciting is that today is a universal day number 11. And we get to that number because the month of April is a 4 and today's date is the 7th. So the 7 and the 4 equal 11. And the 11 energy is really like a portal energy. It really supports, you know, new pathways and new ways of being. It's like stepping through this new magical threshold of, you know, change and lifting or raising in vibration or consciousness. Something is realigning. And it also is very symbolic of like upgrades in energy. So what I mean by that is, especially a lot of you who do energy work, you may be very sensitive to when you are going through energetic shifts. You know, we've talked about it on the show before. Sometimes we can refer to these as growth periods, and they're not always the most comfortable transitions. Although, when you know what it is you're growing through or shifting through, or just having the awareness that that is what is going on, it can be a lot easier to maintain, and it's not as frustrating because you understand that things are shifting and realigning to help you get to a new place, or to again raise your frequency or vibration. Now, when we are resistant to our growth and our change, that's when things get very frustrating and we can become very irritable. If you are experiencing any of those feelings or sensations, again, just pause, connect with yourself, go into a meditative state. And remember that meditation isn't always sitting with your eyes closed. If you prefer, it could be taking a walk, reading a book, listening to your favorite type of music. But get yourself into a zone where you are able to completely free yourself from the surrounding noise and free yourself from tension and anxiety, and allow yourself to connect with you, so that you can gain clarity from a higher space or a higher perspective, looking at the bigger picture. I had an old boss, and she always would say that to us, look for the bigger picture. So, you know, it really does help us. It gives us a better vantage point, because a lot of times when we have those mental blinders and we're so fixated in on just the fact that we are uncomfortable and not considering what the cause is, it just intensifies our discomfort and our frustration. So check in with yourself. Where are you today? What are you working on? What are you working through? And if you are very excited, you know, acknowledge that and celebrate that, because, you know, we go in and out of those phases of feeling so inspired and, like, you know, driven and yeah. So it feels good. Acknowledge if you're feeling good. Now, one of the main things about this energy and what is so significant about today is it really is about acknowledging what matters to you. And again, this can either have you excited or it can have you in a place of confusion or frustration if you don't know how to transition or align with what matters to you. And a lot of times the discomfort that comes with that is because there is like this little tug of war that goes on between us wanting to reach and dare to do something differently, and then that little bit of fear in the background that's like, oh, but what if? What's going to happen if I do things differently? What if I move out of my comfort zone? What if things don't work out? What if I mess up what I have now? We can what if ourselves to death. You know, we can what if on and on and on. It doesn't really help us. We have to really consider what matters. Is it your drive or is it your noise? What do you want to actually experience and do? Do you want to give yourself permission to actually take the chance to do something that matters to you? Or do you want to just live in a state of wondering what if? It's always up to us. And no matter which way we go, there's always going to be an experience to be had. And it doesn't always work out the way that we thought that it would, no matter which way we go. When we go on a path that we believe is following our heart, there will be challenges along the way. There will be things that come up that we weren't expecting, but it doesn't mean we chose the wrong direction. And even if we choose to stay exactly where we are, there are going to be experiences of, you know, discomfort because you may be outgrowing where you are, but you know, there may be times of it where you feel fine and content and you're completely okay with just feeling some sense of comfort, even though you may be feeling curious about going in a new way. The point is, no matter what you do, There's an experience to be had. There'll be opportunity to learn. But how you grow is up to you. What are you allowing in your space? Now, the new moon, as you know, if you've listened to the show at all, you know that the new moon is a great time to plant our seeds of intention. This is the energy where we really get clear on what it is we want to do, what we want to experience, what we want to create next, what we are putting out there, the vibrations that we're sending out and signaling to the universe to attract back into our space. So, if you are trying to figure that out for yourself right now, or even if you're in the middle of changing or transitioning, whatever is going on for you, it's still a good time to stop and consider what you want to experience. Because a lot of times, even when we're in the process of creating, you know, a new experience or a change or something new is going on in our life, what we want to experience may shift and change as we are going through the experience itself. So check in with you today. What do you want to experience at this point? And consider your motivation. Are you motivated by change? Are you motivated because you want to help yourself or other people? Are you motivated by love? Are you motivated by your passion? Make sure whatever your motivation is, it really speaks to the light side of you. And I mean that in terms of, you know, sometimes people do things because they're motivated by anger or they're motivated by, say, like revenge or something like this. Now, this is not to say that being upset can't motivate great things. It can. But really check in with yourself and make sure that whatever you're doing, what you want to experience and how you're getting it done, that you are motivated by something that you are passionate about, that you are allowed to connect with like love and gratitude for, because that is going to be the most beautiful foundation for whatever it is you intend to grow. So, when you think about what you want to experience today, consider your feeling around it. Do you feel love and excitement? Or are you intending to grow something that you really don't want to grow? And if you are about to go on some journey that you really don't want to take, ask yourself why. What is the motivation? Why are you doing something or going in a direction that doesn't speak to you or doesn't resonate with you? And be honest with yourself. Now, another good thing to do during the new moon, for those of you who may do meditative techniques or maybe use your oracle cards, whatever you like, or you could just write it down if you're someone who likes to journal. Take a moment to consider what you think any obstacles or challenges may be for you in whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. That way, you can really look at and consider how to work through whatever the obstacles or challenges may be, or what your next steps will be to take action. You're creating a clear plan for yourself. And when you allow yourself to sit and look at things from a space of clarity, again, looking at the big picture and looking at, you know, different possibilities and what may come up, it takes the charge out of that frustration that comes from surprises or things you weren't expecting or things not going your way the way you expected, because it helps you to realize and remember that you have options and there is more than one way to get things done. Now, of course, you should probably know that I'm going to say, listen to your inner guidance. If you are in a place where you're trying to get things done and you don't know what to do, listen to your inner guidance. And we've talked about this on the show before. I don't remember what the episode was about, but we broadcast out for help all the time. Sometimes we ask for help in prayer. We may ask for help just by, you know, screaming to the universe, please help me. You could ask for help of friends, of family. Some people ask for help in meditation. Whatever the case may be, when we broadcast out help, someone or something will show up, but you have to pay attention. You have to be mindful of who shows up. What are they telling you? What are they leading you towards? Is there a book that popped up? Is there something that seems so random that happened to come up that is related to what you needed help with somehow? And do you listen? Do you pay attention to how you're being guided or how you're being helped? You know, a friend of mine and I were talking about this the other day. And for those of you who, you know, work with your guides or, you know, do intuitive work or things like that, you may relate to this. You know, sometimes we will go and ask for guidance around something very specific, right? And it may be that you are going into a meditative state to receive clarity, or you could go, say, on your Akashic records or oracle cards, whatever you do. And you're trying to connect with yourself to get clarity and guidance around something. And you end up getting a very clear message, but the message isn't necessarily what you want to do. So you ignore it. It's just kind of like, yeah, well, I got this guidance to do this, but I didn't do anything with it. So then you move on as if you never received any guidance at all. It's not the case. It's just maybe you didn't want to listen to what came up because it didn't match what you wanted or what you were hoping to hear or what you expected. Now, the reason this came up is I was watching some show the other day, a reality show actually, about a week ago. And this man was talking about, he was working with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And something came up where they were trying to do a raffle or some kind of event and they needed to sell tickets for it. But the tickets weren't selling. They hadn't sold enough. And so they didn't get the money that they needed to raise for what they were doing. So the guy was telling Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., what are we going to do? And he started to pray. So Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. started to pray and he asked for guidance. And what he said when he came out of the prayer was, give the tickets away. Now, the guy, the other man, of course, was, you know, confused by this. Why would we give the tickets away when we actually need the money? And, you know, the reverend, he really believed in prayer and his guidance. So he said, that's what I was told. So we're going to give the tickets away. So they decided, it was agreed upon, they were going to give the tickets away. And as that was agreed, someone pulled up and said that they wanted to buy some tickets. And the person wrote a check for some like a high amount of money, like thousands of dollars. So they were really excited. They start packing up all of the tickets to give to this person who's giving them all of this money. And the person who wrote the check told them, no, just give the tickets away. So, of course, it ended up being the message that he received. And by him trusting and just making that small act of faith or that small act of trust, which is actually like a huge thing to do, a lot of times things turn out greater than we can even imagine. Now, that can be so hard for so many of us when we do have this inkling or this guidance to do something that we're like, but that doesn't align with what I think I want or what I want to achieve. And again, if it is your inner guidance and you can come to understand the difference between like your intuition and what is like, you know, like fear-based, when you learn to trust that, it is amazing how things unfold. So I thought that was a really cool story about how, you know, us having faith or trust in how we are guided, how it can unfold in ways that we would have never expected or come up with. So keep that in mind when you are broadcasting out for help and you're asking for guidance or you're connecting with yourself and trying to receive guidance? Are you willing to trust and act on faith when the guidance doesn't always look like what you thought it should? This is in no way an equal comparison, but this did happen to me a few years ago. I guess it may even be like at least 3 or 4 years ago now, but one of the first online courses I taught came to me in this way. And it was something that I had put out there, you know, like to the universe. I wanted to start teaching online classes, but I had no idea what I was going to teach because I couldn't teach Reiki online. In the lineage that I teach, we don't do online attunements and things like that, distant attunements, I mean. So I didn't know what I could teach or what I could offer. And I did a radio show, and I believe it was someone emailed me and asked me, could I teach a class on how to read oracle cards? And that was something that I, at that time, hadn't considered, wasn't even, you know, really thinking about doing. But I did remember that I had put out there that I needed guidance around what to teach or what to do. So I get this email from this person. I recognize, oh, this is an answer to my broadcast, what I put out there. And I decided on the spot, okay, fine, I'll put together a course. So I put together this course and I send the email out. I talked about it on the radio show and people actually showed up. So, I mean, to me, it was nothing that I had expected or necessarily the direction I wanted to go, but I trusted my guidance and it actually worked out. So hopefully, again, those are just a couple of examples that will encourage you to trust your guidance. Now, of course, this being Reiki Radio, we can't go on without me telling you to check your energy. Since you are in this state of this new energy, these new vibrations, you really want to connect with what you are personally generating at this time. If you are experiencing any fear or anxiety, you really want to connect with the root cause so that you can come up with a way of how to deal with it. What are your options? What can you do? Do you need to broadcast out for help? Do you need to do things differently, try things differently, perhaps in a way that you weren't considering? Now, the truth is that everything always works out, right? It may not be exactly the way we want it to work out, but things always work out. And in that, I mean, life continues to move. Things continue to unfold. Energy continues to shift and change. And we find ourselves in new experiences, new circumstances every day. So things are constantly in a state of working out. But sometimes the way things work out is to redirect us in a way that's better for us than we could personally see. Sometimes we're too close and too tied or too attached to the way we want things to be done that it's hard for us to see the possibility. And, you know, of course, that can be scary. And depending on what it is you're worried about, it can be really hard to, you know, work through. Completely understand that. But what I want you to consider is what the stress does to you energetically, what it does to your physical body, what it does to your mind, where it takes you mentally, and how it shuts you down and disconnects you. Whereas when we are able to navigate these energies with more authority, and we're able to trust that we will be guided or that someone or something will show up to assist you somehow. Somehow it's going to work out, even if you don't know how. Just knowing that, and people talk about that faith, right? it can relax you. It relaxes your space, and maybe not completely, like, you know, you're completely fine, but it brings you down to not being as tense as you may have been before. And allowing yourself to relax your space in that way also helps you to come into a space of more clarity, and it allows help to come through to you with less resistance. Now, last episode, we talked about joy and excitement. And one of the things about those energies that's so amazing is that when we are in a space of joy and excitement, it opens us up to being more receptive, to be open to the flow of life and for things just, you know, seeming to work out. Because those energies are freeing. They're not restrictive or constrictive. They allow you to flow and move and breathe. Allow you to, you know, ride the wave of life. Yes? And when we are in a space of, you know, feeling more tension and anxiety, again, it can be immobilizing. So if you feel like there's nothing to be excited about at the moment, you know, we have those moments. It can be because you're stuck in the vision of what you see right in front of you. Whatever you see right in front of you going on in your life, that is the only thing that is true to you right now. You don't see any other possibility. But it's not the only thing that's true. Okay? What if you just allow yourself to go into a meditative state? Just try it. Even if, you know, it's one of those things you're like, ugh, whatever, this isn't going to work for me. You have nothing to lose to experiment, right? And just try. So go into a meditative state and allow yourself to disconnect from what you see and what you perceive right in front of you. And allow yourself in this space to connect with what you are grateful for. What you are thankful for today, right now, what you do have. And as you start to connect with that feeling of what you are grateful for, the things in your life that you may be overlooking, then you're going to allow yourself to connect with the vision of what you do want. What you don't necessarily see out in front of you with your physical eyes. Allow yourself to connect with the vision of what you do want and start to feel the energy of that experience. In your state of meditation and self-connection, allow yourself to have the experience you want right now, today. And notice how that shifts your energy. Notice what it does to your energy, how it makes you feel energetically. And take note if it opens you up to solution coming in much quicker than you were imagining was even possible. So keep all of that in mind today while you are setting your intentions and working to connect with this new energy. And also, you know, be mindful of what you're putting out there, what you say, because we are creating all the time. And your words carry vibrations that pulsate and move energy. And then your arrangement of words are constantly shaping your environment, shaping your reality. So consider what you are speaking into your reality. You know, it's really a beautiful gift that we have. You know, we have this ability to choose our own perspectives, and we have the ability to shift and manage our own energy. We get to shift and manage our own energy, and we are experiencing this new wave of energy, right? It's like people are working with energy in new ways. People are accessing new levels of new energy in new ways, and we're becoming more connected and more aware. Now, remember, we are a collective. And as each one of us does the work on ourselves, and as each one of us accesses new waves of energy, so does the whole, making it easier for those who follow. And as we shift up in awareness, we begin to experience new ways of being. This is so amazing and exciting, and it makes the shifts and the growth periods all so worth it, right? You know, and many of us are feeling this, being called to do things differently, to live differently, and it's not always something drastic, okay? It can be as simple as feeling an urge to nurture your body, changing how you feed your body temple, or wanting to understand how to manage your own energy, and maybe, you know, moving into a space where you want to finally learn how to access your intuition. It's like more and more we are releasing the fear of actually stepping into and acknowledging what we are capable of. We are finally taking ownership of how we each affect our own lives as well as the collective. And you know, this is very exciting, you know, to be a part of this and to witness this, to experience it. More and more people are talking about self-connection and looking for alternative methods of understanding life and understanding themselves. We are finally going inward for the answers. So as you can tell, obviously, I am very excited by all of this. And to be honest, I'm looking forward to how we all move ahead. All of us, the collective. And that's why I am so thankful. One of the reasons why I'm so thankful for this podcast and for the opportunity to connect with you all in this way. Speaking of connection, for tonight, in the Coven of Consciousness, we will be connecting to the new moon energy. So if you are in the coven, I will meet you in the sun room tonight in just a couple of hours. And if you want to start using your intuitive abilities to make deeper connections with yourself and your own energetic transformation, you can still access all 12 modules of the Intuitive Mastery class for a limited time. So last week I had that class available at a special price, but I do understand. I mean, a lot of people love this course and want to be able to take the Intuitive Mastery. And as I said before, I really don't have the time in my schedule right now to do it again live, but all 12 modules are already recorded and available to you so that you can study and practice at your own pace. And each module is about 2 hours in length, so you get a lot of information and a lot of practice. So if you still want to get plugged in and start playing with your intuitive abilities and learning how you personally translate energy, just hop over to my website, which is yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. You can register for Intuitive Mastery today. And I hope that you all enjoy all of this beautiful, intense, and amazing new moon energy. And may you always journey in love.